Kovac stood in the doorway of the welcoming, elegant room where he had helped carry Moore to bed just 2 nights prior. Now, the room gave a different feeling entirely. Though he would never have admitted it to anyone, sometimes he thought he could feel the echo of raw emotions at the scene of a violent crime. Terror, anger, panic, intent. He looked at the bed and pictured the scene in his mind. The room dark, Carrie sleeping with her back to the door. He imagined the crime from the point of view of the perpetrator, never the victim. He could see Carrie kicking and flailing as she was dragged backward from the bed. In the struggle, the heavy alabaster lamp was knocked over and fell to the floor. The framed photographs on the night table tipped over. But as he looked at the room before him, the lamp was undisturbed, and there were no picture frames on the stand or on the floor. Kovac called to a squat woman plucking a piece of something off the carpet with the tweezers.
"Where'd the pictures go?"
She put the fiber in a small clear plastic tube and placed a numbered evidence marker on the floor.
"What pictures?" "You didn't find any framed photographs on this nightstand or on the floor."
She shook her head.
"No black and white 8x10 graduation photo? No baby photo in a silver frame?"
"Nope."
"You've looked under the bed?"
"Nothing under there." Kovac looked across the room at Carrie's dresser, perfectly neat and tidy.
"Can I come in?"
he asked.
"You need booties," the woman said.
Kovac pulled a pair of blue paper booties on over his shoes so that he wouldn't track in anything that would contaminate the scene. The forensics team had enough to do analyzing the legitimate evidence. Avoiding evidence markers on the floor, Kovac crossed the room to the dresser and opened a drawer, and then another, and another, all with items neatly folded. He went to the large walk-in closet that held the rest of Carrie's clothes and looked around at the racks that held business suits, blouses, slacks, dresses. Nothing appeared disturbed. At the back of the closet, a collection of matching luggage was neatly lined up, except that one piece seemed to be missing, leaving an empty spot in the row. That bothered him. Of course, the piece could have been lost or out for repair. He looked around the closet again more closely, scrutinizing every inch of hanging space. A small gap here, a small gap there, things might have been missing. Or not. But that missing suitcase. If someone had packed a bag, that person had not been Carrie Moore. No way she would have left this house voluntarily and left her daughter behind. What the hell kind of kidnapper took a change of clothes for his victim? Kovac could only hope that if that missing suitcase was in the possession of the kidnapper, it meant whoever had taken Carrie meant to keep her alive. He tried not to think about why.